This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And it is time now for the Noon Ag Show, brought to you by Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And McAdams Millwright Service. And now, with the Noon Ag Show, here's Gabe Osborne.
Thank you very much, Levi. Now here for Ag News on your Wednesday afternoon. Miss Teen Illinois Agriculture is quite the title, but one that a local young lady takes in stride. Ilan Bader of Litchfield has held that title as Miss Teen Illinois Agriculture over the past year, along with holding offices in the FFA and being a member of the Litchfield FFA chapter. I had a chance to speak with Ilan about her reign as Miss Teen Illinois Agriculture, as well as her time as a 4-H and FFA member.
First and foremost, how did you find out about the pageant, and how did you become Miss Teen Illinois for Agriculture?
Yeah, so actually I was at another pageant because I was 2018 Junior Miss Montgomery County Fair Queen, and I saw that a girl had a green sash, and this was like a little bit, it stood out to me because usually most sashes are like black or have like red on them. So I went up and asked her about her title, and she said that she was with the Miss Agriculture pageant, and that they actually had an opening for Teen Miss United States Agriculture for Illinois. And so I traveled to the Midwest pageant, since unfortunately Illinois doesn't have enough girls for an actual pageant, and that's how I got my title. So far I've done everything from traveling around my community and state, and even out of state, to advocate for agriculture. I like to use my platform to spotlight businesses, like agribusinesses and places like Love Packages, Hearts United, local community organizations like that. And yeah.
Absolutely. And I know later on this week you'll be quite busy up in Springfield for FFA. Not only are you Litchfield's chapter president, mm-hmm. you're Section 15 president, and you'll be getting a few awards up at Springfield come up later on this week.
Yeah, I go up to state convention and I get, I think, 4 or 5 awards. I am a top 10 chapter president in the entire state of Illinois. I get my state proficiency winner in ag education, which fits nicely with my title as Illinois Teen Miss United States Agriculture. I get my state degree, and I get the state AgriScience Fair winner. Last year I was the state AgriScience Fair winner as well, and I actually made it to nationals where I won second in the nation for power structural and technical systems.
Kind of take us through what that project was about and a little bit more on that.
Yeah, so last year I did the effect of bridge design on weight-bearing capacity. I made a K-truss bridge out of balsa wood, and I tested different truss designs, like just an X truss, and the K truss was actually the best that I found. And I used weights to find what which truss held the most weight. And then this year I actually did the effect of mortar and brick on weight-bearing capacity. So I actually live in a Victorian home, and we needed to re-mortar some of our bricks. So I took out the old mortar, and I used 3 different types of mortars. One is technically a mortar. It's called Portland cement. And then I used historic lime mortar, which is actually the correct form to use on Victorian bricks. And then I just used a basic mortar that you can find at places like Lowe's and Home Depot, and things like that.
Okay, so is that possibly something you're interested in, is architecture and things like that? Or are you looking more to stay in the agricultural field?
It's definitely a possibility. My brother is actually a civil engineer in Seattle, so he kind of works with those things, and he helped me through the process. But right now I'm looking into maybe agricultural politician spots or ag communications. I really enjoy agriculture, and I enjoy public speaking and advocating for agriculture, so I think those would probably fit my interests more.
Absolutely. And just while we're talking here, anything that you'd like to mention throughout what you've gone through? I know you've probably, in the last 4 years, they've probably flashed by pretty quick for you, but I'm sure you've learned a lot and done a lot in those last 4 years.
Oh, yeah. My SAE is actually agriculture and education, and I'm going to nationals for it. And I would just like anyone, if they want to contact me, you can find my contact information easily on Facebook or Google. You can contact me and get some free pollinator seed mixes. I am a pollinator ambassador with 4-H and Corteva AgriScience. And so what I do is I try to advocate for pollinators and teach the public why they're so important and why we need to save them. So if anyone would like some pollinator seeds, you know where to find me.
And And again, that was Miss Teen Illinois Agriculture, Elon Bader, from Litchfield. And stay tuned, more WSMI Ag News is coming up next.
Did you know that life insurance is more affordable than you think? A small step like packing your lunch for work 3 days a week could go toward the cost of a term life insurance policy from Country Financial. We want to help you turn I can't afford life insurance into I can start protecting my family today. Call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800 to get started.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Costs per policy will vary.
Farmers know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly. In addition to making sure an elevator is always in tip-top shape, no matter the job, make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service. McAdams serves local farmers looking to move their product, as well as large grain facilities looking to improve or upgrade their grain handling ability in order to stay ahead. Whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Service in Greenfield today at 217-248-6879.
Protecting your field is their scout's honor. At M&M Service Company, they're focused on crop performance. Their certified crop specialists will identify environmental conditions, crop growth stage, and plant development to make agronomic recommendations for each of your fields. It's their goal to maximize every acre you farm and protect the local environment, because they know that opportunity lies around the next corner, not behind the last one. Visit www.mmservice.com and let's get headed toward your next success. FS, bringing you what's next.
Macoupin County Farm Bureau members can now access thousands of additional member-exclusive benefits and discounts when they are on the go with the new membership benefit web platform and iPhone app. This new app allows members to see both local and national discounts for Farm Bureau members, from movies to hotels to theme parks and more. For more information or links to the new benefit platform, visit ilfb.abenity.com. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
And we're back here on your Wednesday afternoon ag show. Another local ag news, the annual Macoupin County Fair is ongoing this week in Carlinville. And yesterday, Tuesday, was the opening day of the annual fair. A new financial arm of the fair has been established in the last year called Friends of the Macoupin County Fair. Money raised through this organization by donations or through fundraising goes to support infrastructure projects on the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. The organization also hopes to fund other agricultural endeavors throughout Macoupin County as well. And yesterday at day one of the Macoupin County Fair, the organization received a $5,000 donation from Corteva and Pioneer Seed. I was able to speak yesterday as well with president of the 501c3 organization, Brandon Oxley.
A pretty big deal when it comes to your first donation being $5,000 from a pretty big corporate sponsor, a national-wide sponsor.
What makes it really special is Pioneer Corteva is part of the agricultural community. This is going to go towards projects that directly relate to agriculture, especially for agriculture students and the kids that come out to the county fair and show. And it's great to have folks that still look to county fairs as a way to highlight agriculture in our communities. So this is a great opportunity and a really awesome first donation for the Friends of the Macoupin County Fair.
Absolutely, and we talked, Brandon, how that's going to go to an ag center, but also you've got other aspirations. You've like to do a little bit of upgrading and some upkeep here on the fairgrounds itself.
The 501c3 that we created, that is the Friends of the Macoupin County Fair, was specifically created for infrastructure projects and big projects, big think projects here on the fairgrounds. We directly help the county fair in that way, and so we're looking for those donations to be able to build up our county fairgrounds with different projects, but also be able to support the fair and its future.
And being one of the oldest county fairs here in the state, I'm sure you guys want to keep that going for as long as you can.
Not one of the oldest county fair in Illinois. And yes, we'd like to continue that tradition and continue that title.
And again, that was Brandon Oxley, president of the 501c3 organization, newly organized Friends of the Macoupin County Fair. And remember to stay tuned to FM 106 all week long, as we'll be having live coverage of the annual Macoupin County Fair today through Friday, again live right here on FM 106. And just in time for the Macoupin County Fair, humid conditions are going to be impacting Illinois for the rest of the week.
I think it's going to stick around through the end of the week. We've got, again, as you mentioned, that more humid air moved north into the Midwest. We've got a fairly decent amount of moisture now over the region with the lower levels of the atmosphere more humid. And we've got a upper-level system which kind of stalled near the southwestern Midwest. It's not a very strong system, but just enough energy to kick off scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially as the atmosphere heats up in the afternoon and early evening. And we saw that happen yesterday. Not everybody in Illinois had rain the past 24 hours, but there were some scattered thunderstorms. See a lot of rainfall amounts, a few tenths of an inch or less, but a few isolated amounts up around an inch. And I think that type of weather pattern will continue through the end of the week, where we see the coverage of showers and thunderstorms increasing during the afternoon hours, dying down at night. Temperatures a little bit above normal, but I don't think much higher than the 80s on most days here in Illinois with that higher humidity. That type of pattern probably continue through the end of the week. A little bit drier air coming in from the west and northwest lowers the humidity and dries things out for a few days coming up this weekend.
And that was Freeze Notice meteorologist Dan Hicks, who anticipates the temperature pattern to remain near to slightly above normal for the remainder of June. And another local ag news now for your Wednesday. Local farmers and landowners who are seeking to enhance their knowledge on the in-season impacts of cover crop application should feel free to attend a discussion-based field event sponsored by the American Farmland Trust and Precision Conservation Management. This event will be held in two separate field locations in Macoupin County coming up on Thursday, tomorrow morning, from 9 until 11. Location of Field 1 will be 14791 State Route 16, just west of Gillespie. That field is on the north side of Highway 16. Field number 2 will be at 2120 Prairie Town Road, just southeast of Bunker Hill. That field is on the west side of the road. There's no registration required for this field day coming up tomorrow, and you can stop by any time to any field between 9 and 11 a.m. on Thursday. Guest presenters are Nick Sider of the University of Illinois and Jason Bowler with M&M Service Company, and they'll walk you through the field to discuss economic implications of pest control, along with other best management practices that are geared up to help farmers transition into the use of cover crops. And again, you can find those locations of the field day coming up tomorrow, Thursday, on our website at WSMIRadio.com. Light breakfast items and other refreshments will be available for those who attend tomorrow, Thursday. In other local ag news, the Montgomery County USDA Farm Service Agency will be using the following policies to complete their 2021 acreage reporting. All producers who've completed their planting and wish to complete their acreage reporting, whether virtually or in person, needs to contact the office in Hillsboro at 532-3361 Extension 2 in advance. Because they're only offering limited appointment times, same-day acreage reporting services should not be expected. After you contact the FSA office to request an appointment to complete your acreage report, they'll work with you on your preferred form of appointment. If you schedule an in-person appointment, they want you to bring your maps and plan to complete your entire acreage report from start to finish, including the signing of your FSA 578 form during your appointment. If you request a virtual appointment, they'll ask you to email or drop off your completed maps prior to your scheduled appointment, and at your appointment time and date, you should expect to receive your FSA 578 form for your review and signature through an email or through OneSpan for electronic signature. The Farm Service Agency is looking forward to helping producers of Montgomery County, either in person or virtually, over the next 6 weeks to complete your acreage reporting. Deadline to file your 2021 acreage reports is coming up in July on the 15th. And that'll wrap up your Ag News here on your Wednesday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So again, for your Wednesday afternoon, June 9th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.